Blog Talk Radio.
A new day.
You're damn right.
What if everybody started saying that?
Gotham would tremble.
Everyone's gonna think you're going nuts.
They want mass panic.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
The laugh is fabulous. Use that.
And hello, welcome back, party people. This is Gotham Talk. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we are going to be talking about episode 8, season 2 of Gotham, titled Tonight's the Night. Dun, dun, dun. What a great episode. I mean, seriously, every week, it's like, for me, it's building up. Now I'm like really engaged. Who knows what's going to happen next? And then seeing, of course, the Penguin and the Riddler at the very end. Super awesome. Love it, love it, love it. So call in. We're live right now for the next 28 minutes. Our number is 347-637-3821. Or you can follow us on Twitter, Gotham Talk, all one word, and also on iTunes. If you do a search, Gotham Talk, we are there. All right. Let's see who our first caller is from area code 239. Who is this?
Hello?
All right, maybe not. From area code 609, who is this?
The Frank to the Future, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Frank to the Future? How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Did you watch this week's Gotham?
Yes, I did, and I have to say, I've always loved the show from the beginning because it has had his hiccups, yes, it has, but I've loved it since the beginning. But this season, it feels like every episode has been getting progressively better. I mean,
yeah,
I'm very happy with it. I'm loving the show right now.
Awesome. Same feelings here. Glad I'm not the only one. All right, let's go to another caller from Ericwood 469. Who is this?
Hey, Jesus, it's Joe from Krypton here.
Hey, Joe, welcome back, sir. How's it going?
Thank you, sir. Pretty good. Good show, man. I loved this week's episode of Gotham. Really good. Really,
it's like, wait a minute, is Bruce going to give it all away now? No, he's not.
I mean, talk about an episode that really had you on the edge of your seat, man.
Oh, yeah.
The end especially. You know, the
Whole
thing
with
Barbara.
It's crazy.
I mean, just good stuff.
And then Enigma? Come on, that little cliffhanger?
You know, in the first season, I didn't know if I was going to like Enigma that much, but now that he's gone full-blown pretty much Riddler, I think he's great. I think he's doing a really good job.
Yeah, it's great to see him in that new light, and I'm going to be one of those that's going to miss the old Enigma, because, you know, he was great. He just worked well with this, you know, dark city, and then with this quirkiness comedy. It just worked well. But, yeah, I'm also glad we're seeing the fruition of the Riddler.
Yeah, me too.
All right, we have another caller. Hey, 239 is back. Who is this?
Matt from Florida. I'm sorry about that, guys.
No worries, man. We thought we might have lost you, but you're back. Did you watch this week's Tonight's the Night on Gotham?
Hell yeah. Man, crazy episode. More crazy, psychotic Barbara. I mean, boy, she was a crazy, if you know what I mean. Man.
Yeah, I
want to
ask you guys, let's just get the elephant out of the room. The fall of Barbara at the very end as she's dressed in the cathedral, ready to marry Jim Gordon, finish her wishes, we might say, as to marry Jim Gordon. I thought she was going to die, and it was a perfect way for her to go bye-bye. But no, she survived the fall. And I'm like, really? Really?
Hmm.
Okay, who's okay that she's alive and who says she should have died? I say she should have died. Let's go to you, Matt.
Death. I want her to die. Like, I was watching it and I go, man,
it would have been a great death.
Die already. Fucking die already. Come on, die. I mean, I hate Crazy Barbara. I'm getting sick and tired of it. I hated that whole wedding scene. I mean, God, just freaking get rid of psychotic Barbara. She's gone.
Yes. All right, what about you, Joe from Krypton?
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I thought that would have made a perfect ending to her to her storyline. I don't know why they didn't. I don't know. I guess they got bigger.
So weird. I'm like, okay, we're still hanging on to her now that she has to go heal herself. Obviously, she's written off probably for the season, maybe come back on season 3, you know, all healed and probably super bionic, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Let's ask future Frank what his thoughts are on Barbara's fate.
You know, as a normal character in the first season, I mean, she was kind of boring, and now that she flipped,
pretty much background stuff.
Yeah. She now that she turned heel, I mean, she's more interesting and she's more alive. I mean, the way it was. Shown on TV yesterday, the way she died. I mean, if she died, I would have been. I would have been okay. That was a cool way to die for her.
Yeah.
But
perfect
but at the
death.
Same time, yeah, but at the same time, like, you know, Gordon right now is our Batman of the show, and what's Batman without the Joker? And I feel like that's his Joker for now. You know what I mean? Like, he can never, like, you know, kill her. He can never get away.
That's
from
true.
Her. I mean, he needs some personal
danger. Yeah, you're right. He only wants to put her away.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think for now she's good. I mean, if she continues to be this menacing and that scary, I mean, I don't mind her. I don't mind her at all because he needs a little personal trouble in his life, but that's what she's given him, a little danger.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely cray-cray to the cray-cray. Also, the other reuniting of the two villains at the very end, we see Edward Nygma following the blood trail that ate his snacks. Of course, as he was heading back to his car to get a blade, you know, to saw off another hunter that interrupted his burial of his girlfriend, Miss Kringle. Your thoughts? I want to see how you reacted, if it was the same as mine, because when I saw that it was the Penguin all along, I'm like, oh my gosh, the two have met! Yes! Yes! That's how I felt. Let's go to you, Future Frank. Your reaction when the Penguin meets the Riddler?
It was kind of like destiny, like when, you know, two people are supposed
to be. Destiny, yes!
But the Penguin was...
It
you know,
is your
first,
destiny.
when we first met Penguin in the first season, I mean, he was very gutter-like. I mean, he would do anything. And the way he opened that door reminded me of him in the first season. Like, he was sick and tired of this shit. He just wanted to kill somebody, and he would have done whatever it took. And he just busted through that door. I mean, he looked scary.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's probably the one time I wouldn't mess around with the Penguin.
Yeah. So he reminded me of that scene when he's, like, walking on the side of the road and the guys pick him up and he's like, hey, did everybody tell you you kind of walk like a penguin? Like, that's,
yeah.
Like, that's scary.
And boy, did he cut them up. All right, let's go to you, Joe from Krypton. Your reaction when you saw the Penguin and Nygma meet for the first time, or maybe not, Joe. Let's go to you, Matt from Florida.
That was awesome. I mean, I was geeking out. I go, oh my gosh, Penguin and the Riddler meet for the first time.
Yes.
OMG. And he goes, Penguin, and he goes, I need your help. And he goes, OMG, it's the rise of the Penguin and the Riddler. I was wow.
Yeah, like Future Frank said at the beginning of the podcast, he said the episodes keep gradually getting better, one after another.
Yeah.
Now, it's so funny, because remember Gotham, the first season, we were kind of like, where is this going? It seemed like it was all over the place, especially introducing new villains every week and not focusing on the ones that, you know, we wanted to. So to see this now, it's just like we don't know where it's going, but we want so much of that journey.
Mm-hmm.
I really like it. All right. Let's go to – oh, wait. Let's see if Joe from Krypton is back.
Hey,
are you back?
What's up, guys? Sorry, but –
all right, cool. So I want to ask you, Joe, well, what was your gut reaction when you saw Enigma meet the Penguin?
Yeah, I wasn't really expecting that. It's about time.
Me neither. Oh, it was kind of like a shock value to my reaction as well.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. It definitely was a shock value. I wasn't expecting it. I don't. Were you expecting that?
No, there's no way.
Not at all, huh?
What about you guys?
No, I thought it was crazy in how met the Penguin. I mean, I thought that was so crazy. And, like, every time I saw him carry a dead body, and then, like, when he was, again,
that was comedy.
That forest, I was, like, going, what the hell? What? I go, really? Why are you just doing in the forest? I mean, is it, like, snack time? What are you doing there with Miss Kringle? She's dead, for crying out loud. He's got completely psycho. It's like he has no brain anymore.
Yeah, and then when he's having the lunch for two.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
I hope we see the Riddler face that drove him nuts again. I mean, I love that. That turned him into the
Riddler. Yes, we definitely will.
I hope so.
All right, so let's see. Ratings-wise, it's still trickling down for Gotham, but not as fast as you might think. So the ratings are still, you know, in the 4.0. The last one was 4.11, so 4.11 million viewers.
The cool thing that I heard about is, like, it's staying, like, I know it's trickling, but, I mean, they say it's somewhat staying steady, so that's good.
Yeah, it's definitely steady. It's not a big dramatic drop, yeah. And then news about Supergirl, definitely going down another 50%, which is crazy, because that show is so awesome, which... If you're a fan of Supergirl, join us on Supergirl Talk, because I was geeking out this week watching that show. So join us on that podcast, because that's going to be a lot of fun. And that's coming up next after Arrow Talk. So if you're listening to us live, which is kind of cool, guys, guess what? People are listening live on the internet. I'm getting numbers back, and it's kind of cool. They're tuning in. So that's awesome.
Hey, what shows are we doing tonight? What are the shows?
Now, next one is Supergirl Talk.
And then after Supergirl Talk, that's it, right?
That's it, yeah. And then tomorrow is going to be Arrow Talk. I mean, the Flash Talk, and then Arrow Talk.
Gotcha.
Okay. Flash was amazing, by the way, guys.
Flash was amazing. I know. Don't get me started, because we're talking Gotham. Let's stick to Gotham, because we could easily sidetrack. All right, let me read you the synopsis of Tonight's the Night from Wikipedia. Here we go. Theo Gallivan gives Barbara permission to kill Gordon and also offer Bruce a proposition. Bruce turned his position in Wayne Enterprise to Theo, and in return, Theo gives Bruce the information about his parents' killer and the culprits. I'm like, whoa, okay, the line has been crossed, right, guys? Gallivan is now so involved in the Wayne killing that we could be pretty sure that he was behind it, right?
Yeah.
If he has this all crucial evidence of what happened.
Yeah.
He killed the Wayne.
I'm like, wow, Batman is meeting his ultimate villain face-to-face.
Yeah.
And can I say something? The guy, the actor that's playing Bruce Wayne, do you guys know his real name? I want to give him credit.
I forgot.
He does great. I mean, whoever he is, he does a great
job. Let me look
it
up.
Yeah, he really
did. Oh, he is doing so well. At first, I was kind of worried about, like, you know, can he really deliver Bruce Wayne? You know, but now that he's grown as well, he's doing a really good job. All right, his name is David Mazouz, Mazouz. David Mazur. Mm. And he plays Bruce Wayne. Awesome. I wonder how old he is. Let's see.
You know what's even crazier? That I saw something that said that after these two episodes, the show doesn't go back until February 29th. I was like, what?
Yeah, it's the winter break, yeah.
Yeah, but that's what hell of a winter break. That's like 3 months.
Yeah. No, they really take advantage, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy how big, especially now they're just getting bigger and bigger, those breaks are. Because remember, it used to be like a month, you know, at the most.
Yeah, like with Arrow and The Flash.
Like coming back in January, and we're like, awesome! And then now it's like coming back in May. You're like, what? It's almost summer.
Yeah, what
the heck? With Supergirl.
That's the way TV works, man.
Do we have...
They're gangsters up in there.
Do we have two more episodes until the winter break?
That's it?
Yeah. Yeah. That's why you're starting to see a lot more promos or production stills from The Legends Are Tomorrow, of Tomorrow are starting to appear... Like Hawkwoman and Hawkman, they're all plastered everywhere now.
Yeah.
Hawkgirl.
Wow.
Yeah, Hawkgirl. All right, let's see. Barbara walks inside the GCPD and Gordon suggests to risk himself to find more information about Galavan. When en route to the unknown location on Barbara's instructions, the squad car is assaulted by Tabitha and her crew. Gordon wakes up in Gotham's Cathedral, where he and Barbara were going to have their wedding before their breakup. All right, now, was it just me, or did anyone think of Batman 1989 Cathedral scene with the Joker? I'm like, wouldn't it be cool if that's the same cathedral? I don't know, that was just me. Anyone else? No? Yes?
No,
yeah.
Well, I didn't think about that.
I thought about that one.
Yeah.
I have to say... You know, I agree with somebody on another podcast I was listening to that this is a beautifully shot show. I mean, compared to a lot of
shows,
I mean, the way they hide certain elements of New York to make it look like Gotham, it's kind of like on the line.
Yes. Well done. Well done.
Well shot. It is awesome.
Yeah. Because I'm sure you, Future Frank, are more aware of the skyline of New York City as we are over here in California. Does it take a little of the fantasy away, or do you think they do, like you said, do a well enough shot of an angle of the city that doesn't give away too much of New York, but more of a Gotham look?
Well, I don't know exactly where they shoot. I've been to New York a bunch of times, but I have to say, like, every time they show, like, the skyline or, like, the part of, like, a train, I mean, I don't know any part of that in New York, so they do a really good job. I mean, I think they that's what they do. Like, unless you live in New York, you can say, oh, that's 2nd Street, and that's 21st
yeah.
and 32nd Street.
Well, it's funny, because with Supergirl, you know, what's the city called? Central? No.
National City.
National City, yeah. That's Los Angeles. So whenever I'm watching it, I'm like, oh, it's L.A., oh, that's awesome. The Supergirl's in L.A. That's how I see it. So it doesn't ruin it for me. I just get more excited that my city is now in Supergirl.
Oh, wow. Cool. Literally.
Well,
huh?
hey,
yeah, literally. Like, if you guys ever come to L.A., you'll see National City, like, in your face. No way around it.
Well, my dad lives in L.A., actually.
Oh, great. Right. Well, he lives in National City as well. All right, let's see. With the Strike Force discovers Gordon's location thanks to the help of Bullock. While the Strike Force engages Tabitha's crew and rescues Leslie, who was kidnapped by Tabitha, Gordon briefly fights Barbara, which ends up with Barbara hanging outside the church and falling, leading to several injuries. And we talked about that earlier, how it was, it could have been a great way for that character to leave the show, but I guess the writers have more to come from Ms. Barbara Gordon, so it's not over yet.
Plans.
Following information obtained by Barbara, GCPD rescued Aubrey James from his abduction. Bruce declines Steele's proposition just as Gordon arrives and arrests Steele, who destroys the evidence of the Wayne's killers. Meanwhile, while trying to bury Kristi Kringle, Enigma discovers an injured and exhausted penguin who asks Enigma for help. All right, pretty well-rounded show. I want to open it to you guys. Anything you guys want to talk about Gotham that we haven't touched upon? Let's talk about it. Let's go to you, Future Frank.
When it comes to Mondays, I'm really happy. I'll talk about this one on Supergirl, but I mean.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Before you start, let's go around the room. On this Monday, this week, which one did you watch first? Did you watch Gotham or did you watch Supergirl? Now, I'll go first while you think of your answer. I watched Gotham first. Just, I don't know. It wasn't like I'm going to watch Gotham to show off that Gotham still has numbers. No. It was just like I turned on the TV and I put Gotham. And maybe it might be just out of habit because they were the first ones out of the gate. If you remember, Gotham started way before Supergirl. So maybe it was just a form of habit. On Mondays, boom, I'm watching Gotham. So let's go to you, Future Frank. Which one did you watch first?
Okay, I can agree. I can somewhat understand your point of it's habit because it came out first. But, I mean,
right.
I literally watched Gotham first because I don't know what's going to happen on that show. That show is very, I don't know what's going to happen. Like, and I tuned in to see Edward Nygma. For the Penguin. I mean, I'm loving the acting, but as soon as I'm done watching that, I flip right over to Supergirl.
Yep. All right, let's go to you, Matt from Florida.
Well, I get so excited for Supergirl because I watch that first, because after Supergirl, I go into my DVR and I watch Gotham.
Yep. All right, cool. Joe from Krypton, which one do you watch first?
I watch, obviously Krypton's in my name. I watch Supergirl first, and then I switch over to Gotham after.
Yep. All right.
Yeah.
Cool. It looks like even house here. Me and Future Frank went to Gotham first, and Matt and Joe went to Supergirl, which, guess what? It doesn't matter. We both love them, so that's great.
Yeah,
that's great. All right, now, sorry for the interruption, Future Frank. You may proceed.
I'm just happy the way the show is going. I mean, every Monday I can't wait to turn it on. And there's something strange. Like, I feel so happy when I watch it. Like, I'm just so happy to see all these crazy, kooky characters. And, like, it's so spontaneous. You don't know what's going to happen.
And unexpected. And, that's the best part. You know, they're not in their clowny outfits, like, straight from the comic books.
But this is a good thing. Jim Gordon has been much better this season. Much better.
Yeah, I think he's more like the anchor of the show. You know, it's like he's in the show, but it's not around him, but it does come back to him.
Yes, instead of being, like, in every scene, he has to deal with a lot of plot points, so they kind of reverse.
Yeah, him. And we're okay with that. He doesn't have to be in every shot of the show.
No, it was awesome. I mean, I'm liking it a lot. I can't wait to see it next week. I'm so sad that we got like two episodes left.
I know. And then you said what? You said March? It's coming back?
No, it said February 29th. I was like, what?
Wow. All right. Well, that means we're taking a break too. Until February 29th. That's going to be great. Because I need a break. I was like, man, I'm getting all... I get overwhelmed sometimes with all these podcasts. It's so much fun, but you know what I mean. All right, cool. Is that it, Future Frank?
That's it for me.
All right, cool. Let's go to you, Matt from Florida. The floor is yours, Gotham.
Well, I love this show. It's awesome. I just love how they do like a pre-Batman show. I thought this week's episode was a lot like a Tim Burton-style Batman theme movie.
Oh, I can't wait till the Penguin's father shows up. You know who it is?
Yeah.
Pee-wee Herman.
Danny DeVito, right?
No, Pee-wee Herman, Paul Rubens.
Oh, geez, that's going to be
insane. He played the Penguin's father also in Batman Returns.
Oh, wow.
They're bringing him back.
Jeez. And I read that we're getting our Mr. Freeze soon, very soon. And
Yes.
Hugo Strange.
That's going to be awesome.
I mean, it's all coming together.
Do you think they'll ever bring Clayface in the scene?
I don't know. Because I remember fighting Clayface in Batman Arkham City, the game.
Yeah, me too. He was one of my favorite villains because, you know, he's Clayface.
Yep. It's still a great
Joe from Krypton, the floor is yours. Gotham.
I just want to say that the show's going really well. I like the direction they're going with the storylines and all the characters. I really like the way that the kid that's playing Bruce Wayne is growing as an actor. I think he's getting a lot better.
Yes.
Me and Francesco were talking about that like a couple of days ago.
I agree.
It's such a good. I mean, it's so much better than season one. I mean, season one was all right. You know, I wasn't really that excited to watch it.
Yeah.
But this season has really got me hooked in. I mean, I'm all in.
Yeah, you know, to be fair to the first season, they didn't know what they were doing, and they didn't know how the audience would react to a Batman show without Batman. So it was all a big learning curve, but they sure listened, right, for season two.
Yeah, and I really hope the studio heads over at Fox are more pleased with what they had last season. I hope the series keeps going on for at least till eight seasons. You know, that way we could see Batman in the very last episode of the entire series. That's what we're aiming for, right? Is to see Batman finally.
I don't know. I don't know what the big picture here is, because with Smallville it was a lot easier, right? We were waiting for Superman.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then look what we got. we got nothing. We got a head.
Let's hope we get more than a head, man. I really do.
I hope so, especially with Supergirl whooping butt. And I just want to plug that podcast again. We'll be on Supergirl Talk. So if you're a fan of Supergirl, head on over. Dun, 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 dun. What's her slogan, Joe from Krypton? Supergirl slogan.
Girl.
If Clark's is up, up, and away, what's hers?
I don't know. If she has one.
She's like, wee.
Yeah, well, yeah, we can. Yeah, women's entertainment. Wee. There you go.
Wee. Oh, that's great. I guess the consensus here is that Gotham is coming up, even though it is in direct competition to Supergirl. It looks like it's not backing down, which is great. And it's good that the two can coexist, as it shares different audiences, so it's not competing for its own audience. So that's kind of good as well, because Gotham is pretty violent. Let's just set the record here. We've seen head decapitation, limbs decapitated. Help me out here, Joe. Blood splatter, brain splatter.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not your Supergirl show, you know.
Yeah.
They're on a higher level over there. They're fighting actual aliens, which is great.
Yep.
So, that's going to be fun. All right, so this concludes our show of Gotham Talk, Tonight's Tonight, on this lovely November 11th, 2015. Joe, give us a shout-out, sir.
Hey, first I want to say that I am just shocked and saddened at the news that we are two episodes left until the winter break. I can't believe that.
It, like,
and,
hit you, right?
Yeah. I mean, this, geez, man. It's gone by so fast already.
So fast.
I can't believe it.
I'm like, why are you on a good pace? Why are we stopping?
Yeah, I hate that. When you're on a good roll and then they stop.
Yeah.
But let's hope.
Always.
Let's just hope when we come back from the winter break that it gets even better and better. And I think that's what they have up their sleeve is better
totally agree.
Better episodes. So yeah, call in and chat with us about Gotham.
Yeah. So much fun. Thank you, sir, for calling in. I want to thank Matt from Florida and Future Frank for calling in as well. We're now going to start Supergirl Talk, so head on over there. Talk to you guys later. Bye.